Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Broadcasting live on Thanksgiving Day, we are my 13th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. And someone who's been with me on many of these occasions, many holidays, especially Thanksgiving, because I always like getting his thoughts, and he's so gracious to share them with us, is one of the great leaders of the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Dillerschneider is with us. Robert L. Dillerschneider, the author of so many books, I can barely see over them. I've got them stacked up here, including one of my favorites, Moses, CEO, and his new book, A Time for Heroes. Bob Dillerschneider is here. He's the president of the Dillerschneider's Group, which is a PR marketing firm out of New York City. And he's our good friend, Bob Dillerschneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, what a great privilege to be here on Thanksgiving. You know, 271 million turkeys were raised last year.
Okay, go ahead. And what's the punchline?
No, I just thought I know so many.
I thought you were going to say, and you knew a bunch of them.
No. The number one state in the country for raising turkeys was Minnesota, 49 million.
Wow.
North Carolina was number two, 39 million.
Very interesting.
And Arkansas had 31 million.
Well, you know, isn't it kind of, I always thought it was kind of weird that the president, all the presidents make this big deal about pardoning the turkey.
They do.
But then what are they going to have for today to eat? Of course they're going to eat a turkey, right?
Well, Obama will eat a turkey. Jimmy Carter ate turkey.
Well, Bush did. They all ate turkeys. But they pardon him one day, and then the next day they eat one. So what is that turkey that got pardoned think happened, you know?
Turkeys are looking right and left today, believe me.
That's right. It's a tough day to be a turkey.
Right.
Bob, talk to us about your perspective on America right now. You're one of the best people I can think of to share some of these ideas. As we stand here today on the 388th anniversary of when Squanto and the early Mayflower Pilgrims celebrated that first year in 1621, As we stand here talking about this today, what do you think?
Well, we still have a great country, Jim. Everybody here wants to turn the country around, but God knows it's going to take a lot to do. We all have a terrific vision of greatness, and we want to achieve it again, but we're not quite in that space yet. So
yeah,
we've got a big war in Afghanistan. We've got bills like the health care bill that are out there. We've got serious matters that affect virtually every American.
Still got a financial crisis in a lot of ways.
It's a terrible situation. It's probably going to get worse this next year.
Really?
So everybody, I think, should be very, very careful. Unemployment is going to stay very, very high. It's not going to go away. Commercial real estate is going to take a big dive. And I think people in a situation like this resort to things that they shouldn't resort to, one being crime.
Yeah.
And I think you can see crime on the uptick.
What about, so what you're saying is that over the next year or so, Americans are going to be, we're going to find out what we're made of, aren't we?
We really are, and I think that people are going to pull up their trousers and say, we're going to go to work all over the country. I think it is incumbent on Obama to lead us out of this, and if Obama can't do it, somebody has to do it. We need to find a leader who says to the rest of the country, look, this has been a great run here. Let's not let this go by.
Somebody asked me the other day, what did I think was the single biggest failing of President Obama? And this person wasn't fishing for me to say maybe some of the obvious things. And I didn't answer with what might be some of the obvious things. Clearly, this president and I have some policy differences. But I said I think his biggest failing so far is not being the cheerleader in chief.
One of the things
that I think President Reagan did, and to some degree, I think George Bush did, was not even close to the level that Reagan did, was to make us believe in ourselves, and that's something that I wish I could see more of from President Obama. What do you think?
I think Obama has not done a good job in bringing us all together and under the tent and solving all of our problems together. I think that Reagan did that. George Bush did that. Even Bill Clinton did that.
He did that, too. He sure did.
But Mr. Obama has simply not done that. It's him and the rest of us. And there's a big wall between us. And Obama pretty much says, take what I give you. Take what I dish out.
I'm still hopeful that he'll mature a little bit in the job. I mean, it's a big job, Bob. I don't have to tell you. You've known presidents. I mean, this what they're doing, what he's doing right now is a huge job. I don't know why anyone would want that job. And it's a tough job, toughest in the world. And I hope that he will mature a little bit. And I'd like to think maybe some of his advisor, some wise person that he could believe in, would tell him to try to help us do what Lincoln said, and that is to appeal to our better angels. And I think that's the kind of thing we need to be thinking about. And you know what? I'm thankful that America has those better angels. We'll talk about this some more with our good friend Bob Dillon-Schneider right after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
To see you back again. How long has it been? Life goes on day after day.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Not doing any small business stuff much today. This is all about Thanksgiving. This is all about things that we need to be thankful for today. Happy Thanksgiving. It's my 13th consecutive live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Dillon-Schneider. Robert L. Dillon-Schneider is the name on the book A Time for Heroes. And Bob, I think your book, which came out a year or so ago, is absolutely perfectly timed for right now, because I think this is a time for heroes, and I think that we're going to cast that hero's net very wide. There are going to be a lot of heroes that are going to emerge over the coming, that already have emerged, but are going to continue to emerge, because I think you're right about the economy. I think we're going to bump along. I call it a hacksaw recovery. We're gonna have little ups and little downs all the way up and down, but I do think we're moving toward recovery, and I think it's because of my heroes and your heroes, small business owners. Wall Street's not going to bring us out of this. Big corporations are not going to bring us out of this. It's the heroes of Main Street, and Bob, in my opinion, who are going to be who because they believe in themselves. They believe in the fundamentals of the marketplace. They believe in doing things ethically and doing things the right way. I think those are going to be our heroes. What do you think?
I think small business people understand that they need to step up right now, and that is going to be the central part of the recovery. So it's the guy that runs the laundromat, the fellow that runs the fish store, it's the woman who runs the florist.
Yep.
All those people are going to make this happen. And those people today, more than anybody else, they're going to tell a meaningful story to a young child. They're going to tell a friend how much they treasure their company, because this is Thanksgiving.
You know, I heard Warren Buffett talking about ethics on television the other day, and somebody said something about, you know, B schools and what they could learn in B schools, and some person asked about where they would learn ethics, and Warren Buffett said, I think ethics is best learned in the home.
No question. I think you just look in the mirror and say to yourself, I'm going to be fair to people today, I'm going to work with people today, and let's have an ethical experience. And you do that, and you don't shaft your buddy.
See, that's the reason why I'm so thankful for the marketplace, for mainstream marketplace. Bob, I've been saying for a long time, some people might think it's simplistic for me to say this, but I've been saying for a long time that Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. Nothing happens on Wall Street until somebody makes or sells something on Main Street. And you and I work on Main Street. Even if we didn't want to behave ourselves, we wouldn't get very far not behaving, because we're out there where the rubber meets the road. We're face-to-face with customers. They see through us in a minute, and they have other choices.
Every single day. And if you're not mindful of Main Street and not mindful of customers, you're going to not do very well. So you've got to step out. And small business people know how to do that. That's what they know how to survive.
And see, this is one of the things I worry about our political class, Bob. I worry, and I'm not talking about Republicans or Democrats, Obama or Bush or whoever. It worries me that our political class has lost connection with Main Street America. And they're a little too focused on the big companies, a little too focused on Wall Street, a little too focused on the inside the Beltway. And I'm thankful for this, Bob. I think over the next 12 to 24 months, maybe 36 months, they're going to get a dose of the reality of Main Street in the elections, don't you?
Oh, I think it's happening right now in Birmingham and Baton Rouge and Tuscaloosa and Dallas and Houston and Columbus, Ohio, places like that. People are mad as heck, and they're saying they're not going to take it any longer, and they're going to come back, and they're going to say next November, Obama's got about 7 months to go to do something significant. Next November, we're going to make a major change.
But I think though, what I'm seeing, Bob, I'm not seeing it associated with parties. I predicted almost a year ago, about 6-8 months ago, I started predicting an electoral revolution. And I'm hoping that it'll even be beyond anything we've seen in the past, where the electorate will say, you know what? It's not about the party. It's about what's good for America. What do you think, Bob?
I think that's right. I think that we've all come to the end of the road, and we've got to look around and say, we're not Republicans, we're not Democrats, we're Americans. We're going to do the right thing now.
Yep.
And the right thing, not just in the United States, but around the globe. We're going to do the right thing in Afghanistan. We're going to do the right thing with respect to China. We're going to do the right thing with respect to the European Union. We're going to say that.
And you know, Bob, that what you're alluding to is a little bit of the chutzpah of America. It's a little bit of the backbone of America. I don't think that it's a bad thing when America and Americans are a little bit extra proud of our heritage and what we have accomplished and what we can do, and the power that we can have in the world for good. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's good when tyrants feel a little bit afraid of America, don't you?
I do. I'm a little bit concerned about the Muslim world. There are a lot of Muslims in the United States.
Yep.
But I'm a little bit concerned about the Muslim world and
how so?
Like what happened at Fort Hood, Texas.
Yep. Yep.
Those things trouble me.
Well, I have many friends in Islam, as you do, Bob, and the ones that I know are the most gentle human beings I've ever met in my life. It's remarkable. It's astonishing almost to be around my friends in Islam at how gentle and passive they are. But one of the things that they've got to do, they've got to stand up on their and straight up and say, these things are not acceptable. This is not what our religion is about. This is not about Islam. And they've got to speak out against these things.
We have to do that now. And it's people as one around the world, not individual sects of people. That's what it has to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Dylan Schneider is our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called A Time for Heroes. It's Robert L. Dylan Schneider, DilenSchneider. Check this book out, folks. This book is a time. This now is a time for Bob's book, A Time for Heroes. 10 till. Right back with Bob after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
And I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I belong.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. My pleasure to continue to be with you on this Thanksgiving Day. My 13th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. Bob Dylan Schneider is our guest. Bob, I had only been on the air about a week and a half when Thanksgiving rolled around in 1997. And I remember talking to my network, and they said, what are you going to do? I said, what do you mean, what am I going to do? And they said, well, you're going to do a replay. I said, no, I just got started. Why would I do a replay? I just started broadcasting a week and a half ago. And they said, what do you mean? I said, I'm going to do my show on Thanksgiving. And so I haven't been able to stop ever since.
Jim, it is such a privilege to listen to you, to listen to your guests, to be on your show. I can't tell you what you've done for America.
Well, thank you, Bob. You've been with me since Bob's been with us since September of 2000. So we've just had our 9th anniversary with Bob. He's one of the great long-term members of our Brain Trust. Bob, let's talk about some things to be thankful for as we wrap up our visit. I'm thankful for our men and women in uniform. What great ambassadors for all the things that are good in America. Colin Powell said it once, Bob. He said, America is the only country when it goes in and is involved in another country, when they could have taken that land, actually gives the country back and asks for no more dirt than enough to bury their dead.
Jim, I get choked up when I see our people in Afghanistan.
Yep.
When I think that we live in a country where you can say whatever you want to say, no matter what your views are, and you're not going to get penalized for it, that's a big thing.
And we live in a country, Bob, where people are trying to get in, not trying to get out.
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
that kind of a testament to
country? This is a, and we should let people in and make them constructive and positive American citizens. We should give people a chance to better their lives. That's how it's been here now for several hundred years.
Right. We've got to also, we've got to do some things, Bob. We've got to make sure that we don't, and this is where I'm concerned about, we've got to make sure that we don't do things that cause America to lose its entrepreneurial DNA.
That's right. Obama is really key to this, and he's got mm-hmm. to take a look at the federal government and eliminate, not add to, all the different regulations and strictures and laws that are making life miserable for an awful lot of small business people out there.
Somebody asked me once what I thought the government should do in these tough times for small business owners, and I said, you know what? We don't need the government to do anything for us. We just need them to get out of our way.
That's exactly right.
Don't hurt us. That's all we need.
Jim, I just want you to know this is an important fact. In 2009, this year, 709 million pounds of cranberries were produced. Wisconsin was number one, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They have a lot. They do a lot of that up in your part of the world, up around in New England, too, don't they?
They do indeed. There were also 1.8 billion pounds of sweet potatoes produced.
Well, I'm going to be consuming my share of them. And isn't it great that in America, you and I can be talking about these things?
Absolutely.
America does an awful lot to feed the world. Not only do we produce the food, but Bob, we've created some incredible fertilizer and agricultural techniques and technology that we've exported around the world.
They're eating turkeys and sweet potatoes in China today because of us.
Yeah.
Those things weren't there before.
There's an International Fertilizer Development Center, IFDC, that I know about that literally has created some incredible, some wonderful fertilizer innovations. And they travel, even today, they've been doing this for 30 years, even today they travel the world to Africa and places like that, third world countries, to help these people get more out of their dirt.
Isn't that fantastic?
And that kind of stuff comes out of America. I mean, what other country has ever done anything like that?
The United States is a remarkable place, and it's a place of unselfish people who share things, and that's a terrific part of our heritage. It's the way we should be today.
We found this out, Bob, during the tsunamis in South Asia a couple of years ago, when we saw how much more, it was very well reported, how much more individual Americans and private organizations were giving to that relief than even governments of other parts of the world.
Jim, I think about natural disasters such as Katrina down in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
We got virtually nothing from outside the United States.
Right.
Coming to help the people in New Orleans.
Yeah,
we did it ourselves.
The most benevolent people on the planet. Have we got faults? Are there things that we need to fix? Sure. But I'll tell you, I think it's a time to be thankful for America. It's a time to be proud of who we are. And I think we're going to be fine on the other side of this economic situation we've got, Bob.
I think we're going to get there. It's going to be a rough, as you say, a hacksaw approach, but we're going to get there. I would urge you to go easy on the gravy today, by the way, Jim.
You've seen me lately, haven't you, Bob? Hey, Bob, not you, Mr. Slim. Hey, thanks, Bob, for being here. Happy Thanksgiving, and the best to your family.
Terrific to be there. Thank you so much to you and your family and everybody on the show.
God bless you, Bob Dylan Schneider. Bob Dylan Schneider, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of our good friends. He'll be back, I promise. I will be, too. I got one more hour helping you celebrate Thanksgiving, letting you help me celebrate Thanksgiving. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.